Minehead Baptist Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, the 22nd of February 2009. Hello and welcome. Thank you once again for joining me. My name's James and I'm the web guy here at NBC. This week we had an all-age worship service. It was led by the Church Secretary Chris James and the speaker was the Reverend Tim Langdon, who's the minister of Chiddingfold Baptist Church down in Surrey. Now Tim's an old friend of the church because he grew up here in Minehead and he's still got some family down here, and it was great to welcome him back. He spoke on running the race and the readings Hebrews 12 verses 1 to 3. It was a really good service with lots of congregational participation, a video, some drama, lots of singing, lots of jumping around, and I've edited it together as best I can and I hope you'll enjoy it too. But to start things off, we're going to have a visit from a very special visitor, the Girls Brigade Rainbow Fairy, who's also known as my mum.
Good morning to everybody. Welcome. For those of you who don't know who I am, who are new to the church, I am the Girls Brigade Rainbow Fairy. For those of you who do know me, it's just the same as last year. Same script, found a bit of paper. And welcome to those who are listening at home to us and on the internet as well. I hope you are enjoying our church service so far. Next Saturday at 10 o'clock in the church hall, the Girls Brigade are holding their main fundraising event of the year, our Rainbow Fair. And we would love you to all come. But there are some things that you can do for us in the meantime. You can sort out your cupboards of all the bric-a-brac. I was going to say tut, but not tut. All the bric-a-brac, all those things that you haven't used for lots of years and you decided you don't really need anymore. All those biscuits and chocolates that you were given for Christmas that you really shouldn't eat. And I will be doing my cake stall. And as you can see, I really do need lots of cakes. Because, you know, I'm getting too thin, and you can see I'm underfed and undernourished. So if you can help us on that, we would be really great. We'll be here Friday evening in the hall setting up. So if you can get anything to us, or you can ring my friend Sue there, our Girls Brigade captain, or you can ring me and we will have a collection service. So come on Saturday, come and have a cup of tea or cup of coffee with us, and I will finish as last year. Just spend, spend, spend.
Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. We'll say it together. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. And team, we've got a song. I think that you sing in jam, hopefully. So if those members of the Hopcop team who are going to, if you know the actions, do join in. Well, I'm still sure we can all learn.
Right. Are there any children who come to jam here this morning? Anyone?
Come on, everyone, just get up.
Come on, stage one. Come on, don't be shy. We need help.
There's not many children,
actually. No?
Okay. I'm sure they'll join in.
In that case, we need everyone else to stand up and join in as well. So everyone up. Everyone up.
Or just limber a bit, you know.
Okay. Stretch it out. I'm just going to quickly run through the actions of the song first. So it goes, I'm going to jump up and down. Zip. I'm going to spin right around. I'm going to praise your name forever. I'm going to shout out loud. Going to deafen the crowd. Going to send my praise to heaven. And I will run the race. And I will never stop. I'll follow Jesus till the day I drop. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When he got such a lot, when he got not a lot, what? Be happy. Okay, right, so we're going to go through the song. Everyone, big actions, okay, guys? Big actions.
Well, I was working out that the last time I preached in Minehead Baptist Church was 22 years ago. Isn't that exciting? So, most of you I don't know. But some of you I do know, and it's been really nice to sort of touch base with various folks over the last week or so. We're thinking a bit this morning about running the race. So, if you're now exhausted from doing that song, that's okay, because we're running the race. And we're going to be picking up the idea that the Christian life is not a short sprint. It's not a short sprint. It is a very long marathon. Yeah? And that's going to be the sort of idea we're going to be thinking about. Now, hopefully, there's a thing up on the screen at some point. Oh, hooray, he's there. Great. Now, as we think about this a little bit, it's going to be echoing some of the ideas that Paul used to have when he wrote these words. And hopefully we can say the same. And in theory, here we go, Oh, look at that. Right. Just say that with me. I have fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I have kept the faith. Okay. Hopefully, we'll all be able to echo those words. Now, nowhere in the Bible does it say that being a Christian is easy. Nowhere. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that as a Christian you're never going to have a bit of hassle and a few problems or difficulties. In fact, annoyingly, it says the opposite. It says you will have difficulties, you will have troubles, and we may be tempted to quit on God and drop out of this race. Well, that seems to be the idea in the book of Hebrews. And we just read a little bit from Hebrews, didn't we? Those verses from chapter 12 at the beginning there. And those verses were written to a church which was under incredible opposition. They were having such persecution and difficulty. And so those words were written to people who are really struggling. Okay? Trial, persecution, but from those words we get some fantastic thoughts which might help us. And so we're going to think about looking at those who've run before. And just before the reading that we had this morning, there's a great long list of people who were following God before, who loved God, who served God, who did amazing things with God. And they all faced lots of different things, but they stayed true to the race that God had called them to. So the first thing that I want us to think about in our race for God is to think about these people who've run the race. They ran it. They didn't run it perfectly. They messed up. They made mistakes. But they ran, and that's the important thing. They didn't stop till the race for them was finished. The second thing is this: they were rewarded. They didn't run it perfectly, but they were able to ultimately rest in God's presence. They got their prize because they kept going. Now, they didn't get a certificate. How many have run a race and got a certificate? Come on. Martin, put your hand up. How many of you got a medal for running a race? Yes. Martin did put his hand up. Good. Now, the thing is, you don't get a medal and you didn't get a certificate for this running the Christian race. But you do get to live forever. And you do get to live in the best possible place that there is with God's love and with all of his people. So it's not a bad reward, is it? And think about all the people who've done this before us today. Because the thing is, they show us that God's good. They show us that God's good. Because when we think about all the people who've run before us, we think about all the things that they went through. All the difficult stuff they might have had to face in their lives and their running for God. But God was good. And God sustained them and he kept them and he used them and he helped them and he filled them with his power. And if God did it for them, will he do it for us? That's not a rhetorical question. Will God do that for us? Yes. Come on, a little bit more. I don't want a pantomime, but I do want a bit of enthusiasm. Okay? Will God do that for us?
Yes.
They are still there. Good. So, when it actually says those words, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, it makes sense for us to be encouraged, doesn't it? And actually to think, yes, this race as a Christian is fantastic. There's a second thing that I just want to say briefly, if this thing works. Oh, we've got to get rid of the things which slow us down. Okay, here's a picture of someone who looks just about ready for a race, or maybe halfway through. Okay? Here's someone who might not be able to do it quite so well. Okay. Now, that verse that we just had carries on, and so it might be worth us reading all of it together. Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Okay, I need your help. No more rhetorical questions. You have to join in. All right? Okay. What sort of sins and wrong things can get in the way of us doing this race for God? Any ideas? Ho, ho, ho. Yes. Yet sometimes the things that we watch on TV can be a bit of a pain. Right. Okay. Anything else? Kezzy?
Selfishness.
Hang on. There's my daughter wanted to say one. What was it? She's very quiet. Say that again. Oh, she can't remember. Right. Tell she's done this before. Right. We did it with our little juniors group, but we didn't do it like this. Right, anything else? Sorry.
Selfishness.
Selfishness. Okay, selfishness can be like a burden that we pick up along the way. Anything else?
Greed.
Greed. Yeah, if we're greedy, then that can be a real burden to us. It stops us from walking with God very well. Anything else? Disobedience, yes. Now, disobedience is a bit like one of these, which sort of, if you stick it around your legs like that, okay. Very tricky doing this little thing. Right, okay, there we are. Disobedience is like that in reference to running the race with God. Right, so anything else?
Good work.
Sorry?
Good work.
Good work, yeah, thinking you can get there on your own. I'm hoping this ends soon. Right. Okay, next. Anything else? Sorry? Yeah, if you get angry and you're nasty to someone else, it can be something else that you end up having to carry with you. Now, do you think I'm ready to run the race? I'm ready to sort of fall down, really. In reality, it's anything that gets in the way of our walk with God is like that verse, something that entangles us. Can be like a sin that gets in the way. I can't press the button. Thank you. How do we then get rid of all those things that are wrong? Kez? We say sorry, yeah. Because if I have an argument with someone, then what do I have to do to put that relationship right? Is say sorry, yeah? The same is true over the things which we do wrong, which get in the way of our running with God. So, the first thing, if someone can press a button again. Oh, he did it three times. That's all right. What we do, we say sorry to God. If there's somebody involved, we have to say sorry to them. And thirdly, to say sorry to ourselves and to let go of those things that have held us back. Because sometimes it's actually those things which stop us from moving on with God. When we won't forgive ourselves, when we won't let go of those things and the hold they had on us, then, phew, I can actually get rid of all the stuff that's been getting in the way of going on with God. But where was I going? Well, we'll think about that in a moment or two. Okay, we're going to move on now, and we're going to have a song. One more step along the way I go. Let's sing.
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. There is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Amen.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for your help in sharing that. So the race, loads of stuff can get in the way. Loads of things might stop us from moving on to where we need to be. And we need to keep, well, what do we need to keep on doing? Let's think again. Where have we got to so far? Well, we've already thought about, here we go, we've already thought about we need to look at those who've run before, yes? Be encouraged by that. We also need to get rid of the things which are going to slow us down in this walk with God. Now, our reading points out something really important for us. And it's this. It says that the race is marked out for us. Now, to me, what that is saying is that my race is different to your race. Okay? Nobody can race my race. Only I can. And you look at yourself. It's difficult to do in a church with other people around. But think about it. Nobody can run your race. Only you can. So, we each have our own race to run, and it's special. You can't run in my lane, and I can't run in yours. And the thing is, we're not in competition with each other. Did you notice that when our friends were running around the church, they did look tired by the end, didn't they? But did you notice that they weren't in competition together? And right at the end, when someone stumbled, what did they do? They helped them up so that we can help each other to run the race. And that's really important. My job isn't to outrun you. It's to run for Jesus and to put him first. And your gifts are different to mine. So I can't run in the same way as you. The thing, I suppose, is this, that our course has been individually designed. So focus on that. So, I need to know who is the best runner in Minehead Baptist Church this morning. Okay, could you just sort of point them out? Who is the best runner in Minehead Baptist Church this morning? You're going to have to force them to their feet so that they can help me. All right? Who is the best runner in Minehead Baptist Church this morning? Come on. Who is it? Who? Martin Schutz. I sort of thought that might happen. Right, Martin, come on up the front. Here he is. Now, have you shared your important bit of news about the half marathon with everybody before?
No, that's not all of them.
Did you know he'd run a half marathon in 1 hour, 28 minutes? Wow. Pretty good. Pretty good. How long ago was it?
Last September.
That's not bad, is it? He kept it quiet, didn't he? He always was quiet. Never mind. Okay, are you ready? This is the race course here, all right? So you just have to go sort of that way. Yeah, let me just sort of get you ready, though. Okay. What's wrong? What's wrong with that? Go on, then. Off you go. Off you go. Is there a problem with this? Oh, it's all right, Martin, you don't have to do it. There we go. The thing was, he couldn't say... Thank you very much. You may return to your seat, is what they say. The thing was, he couldn't see where he was supposed to be going, could he? I wonder if we need to learn something about that too. Because it's true, we need to know where we're going in order to run our race for God. Here's what our reading says. Let's do it together. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Why is it so good to look to Jesus? Why is it so good? Well, I want to suggest this morning it's because he's faced everything and anything that we might come across. His was a really hard race for him to run. He began in poverty. Don't we think of that at Christmas? Jesus, not even a room to be born in, and stuck in a stable. He was born into poverty, and his life ended on a cross. How much harder could somebody's race be than that? And along the way, he faced every type of situation and problem. And so he knows exactly what it will be like for you and me. He knows exactly what you will ever go through. To live out our lives for God, to run the race for him, is not something we do just on our own. Here we go, let's see if it works. Where are we going? Well, this is what it says earlier in the book of Hebrews. Do you want to read with me? For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. The thing is that Jesus also has promised that he will be with us every step that we take. Isn't that fantastic? And that Jesus sends his Holy Spirit to be with us every step that we take. And the Holy Spirit will be our power and our encourager and our comforter and our friend, so that we can keep moving forward in the race that God has for us. And the Bible tells us that Jesus ran the race for the joy set before him. And for Jesus, the joy set before him, the thing he was aiming for, the thing he was going for in his run for God, was fantastic for us. Because it was all about what we would get, ultimately. He went to a cross, but he accomplished salvation for every person who will believe in him. Who this morning is excited that Jesus has given you salvation? Yes! It's fantastic! Jesus also ran that race for the joy set before him because he knew that he would one day be back in heaven. That one day he would reclaim his glory. That one day there will be a new heaven and a new earth. That one day when everything will be perfect and the race will have been run. You know, Jesus could look past the cross. He looked beyond everything that he went through, and he saw where it was headed. He looked to the end of the race, and he ran that race for me and for you. Consider these words. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Hang in there. Because Jesus kept going so that we might be saved. Jesus, if you like, has already been ran the track. He knows what it's like. And he wants to be with us every step we take, if we will run for him. So what have we thought about today? What can we take away from our time together this morning? We can look at those who have run before us. Remember that. Be encouraged by it. You know, here I am standing in Minehead Baptist Church, and I can think of people from my youth who ran the race and who I looked up to. And they're not here anymore, but I thank God for them and I'm encouraged by them. get rid of the things which slow us down. Now, the things that slow you down may be different to the things that are slowing me down. But let's be honest with God and ask him to identify the stuff we need to sort out. It may be from our present, maybe from our past, maybe just something that God raises in our mind. But let's give God the opportunity by his Holy Spirit to change us. To think about the fact that your race will be different to mine. You are individually made by God with fantastic gifts and abilities, and nobody else can fulfill your part in the race that God has given to us. So step up and take up that place. And the really good news, Jesus has promised to be with us every step we take as he fills us day by day with his Holy Spirit. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, thank you that you know everything about our lives and how sometimes it can be hard to live for you and to run the race. That you went through so much that we might be set free and know God's love and hope for ourselves. You went to the cross for me and you rose again for me. Thank you. Help me to get rid of the things which slow me down, to be encouraged by those who've gone before, and to run with the power of the Holy Spirit helping me every day. Keep me looking to you and help me run the race for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you've got a comment about today's service, please leave it at minehead-baptist.com/sermons. And I hope you enjoyed listening as much as we had a good time in church this morning. Well, also the website's a good place to find out about what's happening in the church with our upcoming week of prayer, which is starting on next Monday. So thank you once again for listening. Please stay subscribed and I'll speak to you soon.